This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamaba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We are learning Meseches Kesubais, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Why Daf Ayin Beis? Because since this week, how do you think Moshe Rabbeinu split the Yamsuf with the Shem Ayin Beis? So therefore we're learning Daf Ayin Beis. Okay, says the Gemara. It says if someone makes as mader his wife that she can't go to a Beis HaMishdeh, or she can't go to a Beis Avel. Says Gemara, that's a problem. He has to divorce her because Meshahu Noyal Befaneha. He's locking before her. Says the Mishnah, says Gemara, Bishlama le Beis HaMishdeh, Bishlama, to prohibit your wife from going to a party, Ikol Noyal Befaneha. You're locking the way before her because she can't enjoy life. You can't go to a party, she can't enjoy life. Ela le Beis HaAvel, my Noyal Befaneha, Ika. But what a house of mourning, what noyal b'faneha is there? You're telling her she can't go to mourning. Isn't that a good thing? Mourning is a house of mourning is not a pleasant place to be. How are you locking life before her? It says Gemara Tana, it was taught, l'machar hi mesa, tomorrow she'll die, v'ein kol beria soifta, no one will eulogize her. If she's not going to go to the eulogies of others, nobody will eulogize her. Her, Ve'ika da Amri, and some say, Ein kol beria soifna, nobody will bury her. If she's not going to participate in the burial of others, nobody will want to bury her. Okay. Fine. The Gemara continues. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rameir would say, Maidich sev, what does it mean? Ta'iv la'leches el beis eivel, mi'leches el beis mishteh. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of a party. Ba'asher hu soif kol ha'adam, for it is the end of the life of man. V'hachai yitein alibay, and the living shall place to their heart. What does that mean, v'hachai yitein alibay? Mai v'hachai yitein alibay? Devarim shel misa. Matters of death. That means the living should think about death. Namely, desafed yisafdune, that those who eulogize others will be eulogized. So that's a good reason to go to someone else's eulogy. Because if you eulogize others, then others will eulogize you. Dekavar yikbarune, those who bury others, they will bury him. Deyadal yadalune, those who raise their voice in crying, others will cry over them. Delavoy yalvine, those who escort the dead will be escorted. Detoin yitanune, those who carry the body will be carried by others. Says the Gemara, "Dim hayatayin mishum davar acher ashai." If the husband says the reason why he does not want her to go to a house of mourning or eulogy is because of a different matter, then he's permitted. What exactly is this davar acher? My davar acher. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Let's say the husband says, I don't let you go to the party or the house of mourning, Mishum b'nei adam prutzin, because of promiscuous people, shemetsuyin sham, that are found there. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Lai amrin elad is chazek. This ability for the husband to say, I don't want you to go to such and such place because there are prutzim over there, that's only if that area has a chazaka to be a place of pritzos. However, avaloyis chazak gloy kol kamine. But if it's not an established place of pritzos, he can't say, well, I don't let you go there because it's a place of pritzos. It's a place of pritzos, it's a yeshiva. You know, meaning the husband can't, we're afraid he's trying to control her. So if it's a place that's well known, it's established place of low behavior, then he could say, I don't want you going there. But if it's not established, he can't, he doesn't have the right to say that. V'amar la, let's say he says to her that I asser myself to you, or I asser you on condition that you say to Pliny what you said to me or what I said to you. So the halacha is that he has to divorce her. So Gemara asks, why? Let her just say to Pliny. The husband asked her to do it. She should listen. She should listen to it. Okay, says the Gemara. The Tema, let her say it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Dvarim Shel Kalayin. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, it's matters of shame. It's something that's embarrassing for Pliny to hear. It's something negative that he said about Pliny, so therefore she does not have to say it. Or, as Tosfos learns, that it's talking about where it's some kind of like private matters, where it's something that was said at the time of Tashmish, so therefore she doesn't have to say it. Okay, the Gemara continues. Oisha tehe memala u'ma'aral ashba. Or let's say he says to her, on condition that you fill up and pour out into the garbage. So ask the Gemara, v'tiavid, let her do it. She should do it. Why wouldn't she listen to him? She's going to disturb the whole marriage because he asked her to do something a little unusual. Okay, so let her do it anyway. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, you know what he asked her? She'temale v'noifetzas. She should fill herself up with zera and then sort of kick it out. Meaning after relations, she should walk around to let the zera leave her body and not become pregnant. So why is that an issue? The husband said, "I walk around so you don't become pregnant." The answer is, even though she's not technically commanded to have a child, a woman is not commanded to have a child. However, she wants a child. Every woman wants a child who's going to take care of her in her old age. Or this gets into an interesting shaila, that even though she's not commanded to have a child, nevertheless, maybe she's not to be mashchis zera. Maybe a woman also is not to be mashchis zera. Yeah, so that's an interesting possibility, which might be a subject for the Eon Shir. A woman is not chayv in puravu, but is she prohibited lahashchis zera? So in other words, is Hashchasa Zera connected to Pru Revu? If it's connected, then well, we know a woman is not Mitzuva in Pru Revu. But maybe even though she's not Mitzuva in Pru Revu, she is Mitzuva, she is Muzhar, not to be Mashcha Zera. Okay. Or if he says, let me just... going to, how do I pause that, 1 second? How do I mute? Okay, here we go. Fine. So the Gemara continues. Shmuel Amar, b'maslisatan, we learned in a braisa, shetamale asar kadimayim v'ta'ar la'ashba. The husband says to her, pour a fill up 10 jugs of water and pour it into the garbage. So it says Gemara, Bishlam l'Shmuel, Bishlam according to Shmuel, Mishim hachi yatsi v'yiteng suba. This is why she has to go out and she gets the ksuba, because She's being asked to do something very detrimental to halacha, to her marriage, to her future. But according to the Braisa, all he asked her is to do something ridiculous, to fill up 10 jugs of water and pour it out. So let her do it. Says Gemara, "My nafkalamina tiavid, let her do it." Amar Rabbi Archana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan mibnei shneirs kashaita. She looks like a fool, so she's not required to look like a fool to listen to her husband. Okay, Amar of Kahana, Hamadras ishta shaloi tishal v'shaloi tashal. Sonu makes a neder that his wife can't borrow and she can't lend. Nafa. Bukvara, a fine sieve, a coarse sieve, Rechaim, a mot, tanner, an oven, Yoitzi v'iting ksuba. She goes out and you have to give her a ksuba. Why? Shemasi Hashem Rabbi Shechino Seha. Because you're giving her a bad name among the neighbors. Tanya Nami Hachi. We learned in a brayse like this as well. Hamadr sister Shalai Tashil v'shalai Tashil. If someone makes a nether that his wife can't borrow or lend, Nafa ukvar rechaim v'tanur, different types of sieves, a mill and an oven. Yoytivi tinksuba mibnei shamasiya shem rabishchino seha. Why? If she can't lend, they're going to think she's stingy. If she doesn't want to borrow, they're going to also think she's stingy, because they're going to say, "Oh, you know why she doesn't want to borrow? Because when we come and ask her to borrow, she'll be able to say no." You know, there's such a thing that people, out of stinginess, will never ask another person for a favor. You know, there's some people, they'll never ask someone for a favor. And, you know, you might think it's a good thing, but in a way, it could be coming from stinginess, because they don't ever want to be in a situation where somebody asks them. So to avoid someone asking them for a favor, they like to be as independent as possible. Not because they inherently like independence, because they're afraid what it would mean if they ask someone for help. Well, then somebody might ask them for help, and they don't want to give it. Okay. V'tanya na mihachi. V'chein hi shenadra, or if she makes another shalei tishal that she's not going to borrow, shalei tashal she won't lend. Nafo kvar rechaim etanor. Let's say she makes another, she's not going to weave nice clothing for his children. She goes out without a ksuba. Why? She gives him a bad name. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. The following women go out without a ksuba. The following women go out without a ksuba. Hoiveres al das Moshe, a woman who violates the law of Moses, the Yehudis, and the law of the Jewish people. Vezi das Moshe, ma'achilasoi she'ena me'usar. Let's say a woman feeds her husband something that Meiser was not taken off of. U'mishamashtoi nida, or a woman who has relations with the husband as a nida. Or v'loi koitza l'chala, or if she doesn't take off chala. Or she makes a nether and she doesn't fulfill it. Vezel das Yehudis. What does it mean that she violates the law of the Jewish people? For example, Yoitz of Rosh Peru, a woman doesn't cover her hair, violates the law of the Jewish people. So this is difficult, because a woman who does not observe personal halacha, that's not grounds for a divorce. And yet when it comes to not covering her hair, it is grounds for divorce. Why? A woman, let's say, she doesn't keep a drabanan, or even if she doesn't keep a dairaisa, that's not grounds for divorce. It's only when she is machshel him. Okay, so she's not covering her hair. The answer is, if she's not covering her hair, then she's not behaving modestly. And now there's suspicion, maybe she's not faithful. Now this is a very interesting lamdas. Are we really concerned just because she's not modest that she's not faithful? Or the lamdas is, maybe even if we're not really suspicious, but maybe the husband becomes slightly suspicious. And if the husband is suspicious, she has destroyed the bedrock of the marriage. So any type of behavior that puts a question in the husband's mind destroys the marriage. Even if in halacha we're not suspicious, but it causes the husband to have questions, she's destroyed the marriage. The Mishnah continues.
Why can't we say stam, what we just said before?
Because it's not a shemra. It's not a shemra is when you do something that affects the other neighbors. So your personal observance, you know, it. In other words, that's up to her. Now, maybe you would say, she is machshel him, because now he can't make a bracha. Now, this is a very interesting thing. Chavetz Chaim talks about some women, they cover their hair outside of the home, but they're not makbid to cover their hair inside the home. And the Chavetz Chaim talks about the guy who goes up to Shamayim, and he's going to think at least he's going to get credit for his brachas, and they're going to say, pal, you never made one bracha in your life. So what? I was makbid on 100 brachas b'chol yoyim with all the kavanos of the Rashash. Yeah, but your wife didn't cover her hair, and she was in your presence. So that's an interesting thing the Chavetz Chaim talks about. Lamaisa.
So we say that the covering of the hair is so as a siman to the rest of the world that she is married, quote unquote. And so inside the house, since people, even with guests are there, I remember learning this, that even if with guests, people already know she's married, so that wouldn't be an issue. Obviously, you have to cover her.
No such thing. No. No.
Doesn't go there. Okay.
No. You can't do that. Covering your hair is not because it shows that she's married. It's because it's inherently an erva. I've heard people say this. No, not
like. It's crazy. No, I agree. I remember when I heard it, I was like, what? But
No. Now, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan, has a very big leniency about this that most people rely on. And that is, the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays, since many people, the Aruch HaShulchan says the erva of hair is different than other arayos. Other erva. Other erva inherently causes improper thought. But hair, because so many women don't cover their hair, it does not create improper thought. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says the fact that people don't makes it that the bracha is not an issue. It's a kula that is pretty relied upon. I think Rav Moshe relies on it as well. But the Chavetz Chaim did not rely on that. Okay, anyway. We'll see. We'll see on Amud Beis. Fine. So the Gemara says, another thing. V'toyve b'shuk, or let's say she spins yarn in the marketplace, which was considered promiscuous behavior. Medaberes kum kaladam, or she converses with everyone. Abashaloimer af hamikalelas yoylada b'fanav. If she curses his parents before him, grounds for divorce. Tarfenoimer af hakoylanis, a noisy woman, a noisy woman. Ve'ezehu kolanis, what's a noisy woman? When she speaks in her house, and the neighbors could hear what's going on. I have something to tell you from Rav Miller but I can't say it right now. After the shir. Okay. Says the Gemara, so she's feeding him something that Meiser wasn't taken off. What exactly is the case? Hechidam, idiyada, if he knows that Ma'is is taken off, why is he eating it? Idiyada nifraish, he should separate. Idiloyada, if he doesn't know, minayada, then who told him? What, you think afterwards? She said, ha, I gave you stuff that's not mu'usar. What do you think the case is? Says, tzricha, it's only needed for the following case. The amrale, she said to him, ployni kaihen. She said, you know, a certain kohen, he helped me take off Maaser. And then later on, the guy meets the kohen. He says, "By the way, thank you for taking off the meiser." He says, "What? I don't know what you're talking about." V'azel shayla, he went and he asked him. V'shtakach shikra, and it comes out that it turned out his wife lied. U'mishamashtoi nida, she had relations with him as a nida. Heichidami, what's the case? Idi yadaba, if he knew she was a nida, nifrosh, he should separate. He shouldn't have lived with her in the first place. Idulayada, if he didn't know, nismachilava, he should rely on her. Durum chimna bar kahana amar shmal, minayin lenida shesoifer sa'atzma, how do you know a nida is relied upon to count for herself? Shenemar, v'safra la shivas yamim, she counts for herself 7 days. La'atzma. So basically, what's the case of nida? If he knew she was a nida, he should be pyresh from her. If he didn't know, he could rely on her. She said, "I went to the Rav, I showed him the Bedika, he said it was good." He then went and asked the Rav, and she was lying. Or, if you want to stick to Rabbi Huda, the rule is, if a woman was hochsak as a nida, she was wearing her big day nidais, and she said to the husband that I'm tahar, the halacha is that she's assumed to be a nida, and the husband gets malchus, because she's muchsuk as a nida. So the case would be where, if, again, the question is, if he knew she was a nida, why did he live with her? And if he didn't know, then why can he trust her? The answer is, she said that she was tahar. But in the neighborhood, it turned out she was wearing her big day nidas. So therefore, she's assumed to be a nida. She never admitted, but the chazaka makes it that she's assumed to be a nida. Or let's say she didn't take off challah. So Gemara wants to know again, hey chidami, what's the case? Idi yada, if he knew challah wasn't taken off nifresh, he should have separated. Idi lo yada, if he never knew, then how did he ultimately know? Mina yada. Says Gemara, lo tzricha da amrole, she said to him, ployni gabal tikenli esa isa. A certain kneader of dough, he took off the challah for me. And va'azal shaylei, ultimately he asked the guy, And he said, "Thank you for taking off the challah." And the guy said, "I never did it." V'shtakach shikra. Okay. Or let's say she is noidera sein mekayemes. She made a neder, she makes nedarim, and she doesn't keep it. So again, we said that the fact that she doesn't observe halacha in and of itself is not grounds for divorce. So why is her lack of observance of keeping nedarim grounds for divorce? Says Gemara, the Amar Mar, Ba'avoin Nedarim Banim Mesim. For the sin of not keeping Nedarim, children die. Shenemar, Yal Titein Espicha, Lachti Espisarecha. Do not make your mouth sin against your own flesh. And the Pasuk says, why should God get angry at your voice, meaning for what you said, and have your handiwork destroyed? But from there we learn, what is a person's handiwork? It's his sons and daughters. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Mehacha, from here we learn, Lashav hikisias b'nechem, for naught I had to smite your children, from which we darshan, Lashav al iskeshav, for you, for your matters of unfulfillment, of not fulfilling your nadarim. Tanya, Hayiramer and Ramer would say, Kol hayodea b'ishash nadas and mekems, anyone who knows that his wife vows and doesn't fulfill, Yachser v'yadirena, he should make a neder in front of her. He should aser her. He should say, "You're making a neder, I aser such and such." So how does that fix the issue? Yidirena b'may masakin la, how does that fix the issue? Says Gemara, le'yachser v'yiknitena, get her angry, so that she'll be menader all the nadarim in front of you, k'dei shatidar b'fanav, and then after she's menader, v'yafer la, you'll be able to be mefer her nadarim. Presumably, after her original vows were over. So, they said to Rameir, Amrulai, they said to Rameir, come on. Ein adam darim nachash b'chfifa. You can't live with a snake in the same basket. She's bound to make a nether that you don't know about, and it's going to cause damage to your family. So, Rameir said, there's a way to treat a woman who's constantly vowing, and the rabbi said, nah, it's inevitable that something will not work out. Tanya, we learned in Brisa, Rameir would say, if you know your wife doesn't take off challah, so then yachser v'yafer shachreya, take off challah after her. Amrulay, they said to her, ein adam darim nachash b'chvifa. You can't live with a snake in the same basket. Meaning, she's bound to bake dough and you won't be able to be mafresh challah. Says Gemara, man demasi la'aha koshike nahach. The one who learned the takana by challah. Challah is something that's baked all the time. If you could fix and be mafresh after a woman always, every time she bakes challah, so then you could fix the nadarim of a woman who is making nadarim and not keeping them. But the one who learns that you could take care of a situation of nadarim, but that doesn't necessarily mean you could take care of a situation of challah. But by challah, it will happen that you'll end up eating the challah. So even though there might be an eitzah of what you could do with nadarim, that doesn't necessarily mean that there'll be an eitzah of what you could do with challah. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Rabbi, the case of the losing the children if she vows, wouldn't it be counterproductive for him to divorce her? He should stay married with her, so now he can continue to cancel vows, because if she still has the children, she's vowing she's going to lose the children if they're divorced. At least if they're married, he can still cancel the vows.
I mean, how does it help to get divorced? She'll still kill the children? Good question.
Yeah, become separated enough that it won't be able to kill off the children, because it's going to come and affect the husband, the ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. Good question. You know, there's a shaila in halacha, you know, who gets custody of children? Right? So if he were to get custody, which according to most poskim, many poskim say the husband, halachically the husband gets custody. So then, in a sense, so that now, the children will not suffer for her nadarim because they're not under her care anymore. Not sure. Good point. Good point.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.